This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is the Big Dave Podcast.
We're getting towards the end of our canine comfort campaign for Cincinnati Children's and the therapy dogs over there. And a few minutes ago, Statman, well, his passion took over. We were talking about this, and he just, I guess...
I went rogue.
He went
Go ahead, man, tell him. I made everybody here a little uncomfortable.
Well, yeah, we had no idea all of a sudden he was going to say, hey, we're going to get to $50,000.
No, don't put words in my mouth. I just said, hey, do you guys think we could get to 50K by 10 a.m.? And then you guys were like, yeah, we probably could. I'm like, you know, I think we can, because I know the B105 listeners. 24 years on this radio station, they're my family that are listening right now, and they're not going to let me put my foot in my mouth and fall on my face. This is a cause that I brought to everybody here at B105 and said, look, Canine Comfort is an awesome organization that helps the sick kids at Cincinnati Children's. I did this pretzel fundraiser thing at Hofbräu House, and I want to bring this on the air, and I think we could do a lot of good and help them out to the point where therapy dog program will be able to go on long before or long after we're still on the radio and doing our things.
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners have kids. B105 listeners have dogs or cats. They know the importance and what their dogs and pets do to them in stressful situations. And they can relate with the parents and with the kids and the staff at Cincinnati Children's. And that's why I threw out there the 50K number without talking to either of you guys, because I know our listeners. I'm sure of it. Today's a payday for a lot of people. And I need your help, guys, because I don't know. You guys are very much like kind of frustrated with me right now for throwing that out there, because we didn't bring this up in a morning show meeting.
No.
Guys,
no.
I'm being honest with our listeners. I really think if we just stay honest and you see, like, I am very passionate about Canine Comfort, we could hit 50K by 10 a.m. easy, because this city is so great and because of the people that listen to this station.
Where do we stand right
now? I'm sorry that I didn't bring this up in a meeting or give you a heads up or even set up with Canine Comfort to get the final total at 10 a.m.
Statman going rogue. Not. 50 grand. I'm like, woo! What are we going to do for?
I just went with my heart.
Right now, we're at 43. This was the 8 a.m. update.
Yeah. Okay.
$43,280. So
Which is awesome.
I'm going to try to do the math and say we need like 600 and 720. Or 600 and, yeah.
6,000.
6,000 and 720, yeah.
Yeah. We could raise $6,000 in an hour. We could do this. We've done this for other things in the past, charities that I weren't nearly as passionate about. But this one here, I have done so much charity work for so many different people in this tri-state area. I'm sure they could scratch my back a little bit here and prove to you guys, to the doubters, to Jesse and Anna, that this morning show, we could raise that amount of money and we could hit 50K by 10 a.m.
But, all right. Okay.
With no strings attached. I'll probably get written up or in trouble for this because I went rogue. Totally going rogue on this.
I don't think you'll get written up. I've done a lot here and get to see that now.
All right. So
many things have been written up.
Right now, to back Statman on this, you have to go over to our B105.com there and click on the Canine Comfort and purchase one of the bundles as a gift for the therapy program over there. And then, of course, you get in the running for those VOA VIP tickets, which are really nice. That's all 4 days, you know, very nice viewing area, private bar, bathroom, and all that. But you're saying we can get
it's not even about the
6,000.
I think we just We have such good people in this city. I believe in the good people that listen to B105 and have supported me through the years, and that I've supported you through the years, that these that all of us together, we're going to make this happen. And I'd love for somebody to call 749-B105 right now and please just put my coworkers at ease to say, look, I'm going to make a big old donation right now. Let's just hit it. Get it out of the way, and we don't need an update.
Like a mic from Westchester or whatever. The guy that always is donating for Anna.
Well, they did like $2,500
yesterday. We need somebody like that for Statman.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Come on. I don't want to single out any companies or any friends out there, but you know who you are. I've been in your work. I've been to your fundraisers. I've helped you guys out so much that I'm pleading right now, hat in hand, like, look, I kind of put my foot in my mouth here. If I don't pull this off, I don't know what's going to happen to me.
All right.
So come on, guys. B105.
B105.com is where you got to
go. I made it weird. I went off script.
Yeah, you did.
I apologize to Ashley and you, Big Dave, for kind of just stealing the ball and running down the court with it. But I really, look, we got the rest of today's show and Monday, and then we're done with this Canine Comfort thing, and I just feel the pressure. So please, 749-B105 if you want to help, and donate at B105.com right now.
All right, do it to it. Let's get a traffic check, Denise Johnson. Hey.
Right now.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Earlier in the show, we were kind of talking casually about Canine Comfort, and all of a sudden Stat says, hey, we're at $42,000. We can make it to 50 by the end of our show. And Ashley and I were like, wait, what? Where did this come from?
Yeah,
we had no idea he was going to say it, but he's very passionate about it. And we're like $6,400 away. And you're saying that you're going to make people do this. They're going to do this for you.
No, they're going to do it for the dogs. They, I know this cause other people will believe in, and they'll do it for the kids. Let's see.
All right, Dave, are you going to help Statman? Because he's now worried he's going to have his foot in his mouth.
Why?
I don't know if we're going to be able to get to this 50K by 10 o'clock.
Well, okay, I got $1,000 for you.
$1,000? That's awesome.
We just needed like, what, 64? Now we're down to 54.
That is so nice. Yep.
Hey, thanks, man. So tell us a little bit about you and what you do so we could, you know, scratch your back a little bit here.
Okay, it's okay. I farm out by Ross, Ohio. The farm is Kiata Farms, K-I-A-T-A Farms.
And what do you guys do there?
Raise cattle.
All right. Nice. Yeah.
Beef. Let's all have beef for dinner tonight. Thank you, dude.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So you can do $1,000 at B105.com for Cincinnati Children's and our Canine Comfort campaign.
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Head on over there, man. Thank you so much.
And Rebecca, are you coming to Statman's aid here?
I am.
Awesome. How much are you going to throw in the pot?
I can do 50.
All right.
Yes.
50.
Every little bit helps.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, sir.
That has been very instrumental in my passion, so I'm going to help him out.
Well, what is your passion?
Mustang Journey.
Oh, yeah, Mustang Journey, absolutely.
They do a lot of great work with the veterans and rehabilitating criminals and all sorts of different stuff out there. Hey, Rebecca, thank you so much. I'll come out and shovel stalls anytime.
You are welcome anytime.
All right.
Thank you, girl.
All right.
Eddie's come through on the B105 app. Really enjoy the show, and this is a good cause. I support Statman. Come on, Cincy.
Love it.
Yeah. Right.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show. Canine Comfort campaign for Cincinnati Children's ends Monday morning at 9 o'clock. Right now, everybody that donates is in the running for a pair of VIP passes to VOA. VIP VOA.
Where you get your own private bathroom. You get, you know, great seating. Private bar.
And your own little area to sit in, too. So we were talking about that this morning, and all of a sudden, Stat says, hey, we're at $42,000 right now. We can make it to 50 by the end of our show. And Ashley and I were like, wait, when did we decide this?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. I was just curious at first, passionate. But now I think we can. Yeah, I just went with my heart on this without, you know, conferring with you guys first. And I really think we could do this together with our listeners.
All right, let's see. Christy from Hamilton, are you here for the Canine Comfort?
I am. I just donated $200 to help Stat out.
Oh,
Christy, thank you so much.
Fantastic.
Oh, you're welcome. I have complete faith that the listeners will help you reach that goal.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Christy. We sure do appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. Oh, I have a friend, Tina from Covington, Tina Herzog, Big Toys for Tots, 10K Toys donator every year. Tina, what's up?
Hi, good morning. Well, I love animals, too, and children, of course. So I don't have a whole lot, but That means I can do $100.
Wow.
Tina. Oh, man. Thank you so much.
Such a sweetheart. We love you to death, Tina.
I love you guys. I love all that you do, all the charities. Thanks for the music. Love y'all.
We love you right back.
Good luck on this goal.
All right.
Thank you, girl.
Give.
And Stephanie Smiley, a brand new member into our B105 Country Club just the other day. Stephanie, are you here to help?
Yes, I am.
All right. How much you donating to Canine Comfort?
Well, because I get in trouble at work a lot for my mouth. I'm going to help Dad out and donate $100.
Ah, look at you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The fresh and clean grooming bundle is on the way thanks to Stephanie.
That's right.
You're the best, girl. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you. I love you.
Love you, too. Mike, are you here to donate to Canine Comfort?
Yes, sir.
All right. You're going to help a man who speaks before he thinks. How much you donating?
I'm donating $50.
Oh,
and that's from the MS Warriors and Support Angels. And that's for everything that you guys have done for my son Justin and getting addiction out there. And Ashley putting the MS walk on her B spot this weekend.
Oh, wonderful.
Where to be. Yeah, the walk's tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we're so happy to do that. And you're going to be at the walk tomorrow, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, buddy.
All right. Like I said, that's from the MS Warriors and Support Angels. Love you guys.
Love you, too. And thank you to them and you, brother.
Thank you.
Sheila, are you helping out?
I am, in honor of my little girl that I had over 16 years, and I lost her on March the 1st. So this is in honor of Daisy. Her name was Daisy May.
Oh, Daisy May.
Your little dog?
Yeah, she was a little Shih Tzu, and I had to give her up, and that was one of the hardest things I ever had to do in my life.
Yeah, they're literally like family.
Yes.
Oh, she was my baby, my little girl.
Aw.
Thank you so much, girl.
We're sending you a hug.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you all, and I just appreciate everything that you do to help out people that need the help, regardless of who it is. And I just really appreciate you all.
Aw.
Love you.
We love you, girl.
All righty. You have a wonderful day, and I'm rooting for the 50,000.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We can do it together.
We can do it together. And you all have a wonderful day, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
And head over to B105.com, and that's where you make.
We interrupt this normally scheduled Grover Collins show for an important update from the Stat Man.
Yes. Yes. I went rogue this morning. I did not clear this. I apologize, Grover. And I promise I'm not going to bumble through my words. I just want to thank everybody that donated to Canine Comfort today. I knew in my heart, in my deepest heart of hearts, that our listeners would come through and we'd be able to hit 50K by 10 o'clock today. And I'm happy to say we got $51,000. Thanks to a check coming in the mail, all the donations through B105.com. Thank you guys so much. I had no idea how this was going to turn out. I just knew it would be good. And thank you, Dave, for trusting in me and let me just rant and just
well, you weren't ranting.
I didn't think this
you're
through.
Very passionate. You're very passionate. And Statman, and I will just say this, I've known Stat since he was 20. He over-apologizes. It's like, I can tell him five times to Sunday, it's okay. All right, dude, but I'm still sorry.
Yeah. I respect you guys so much, and I really, like, I didn't bring this up in the meeting.
It's okay. That's the beauty of radio. You know what? They could never do this on television. This is the beauty of radio.
You're right.
So $6,720 is what came in. Over that now,
yes,
actually.
Yes, we're
so,
over.
Well, I don't want to hear nothing about it. You like Anna wanting the day off now.
We did this for the dogs and the kids and wrap it up. Thank you, guys. I'm going to cry now.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105, the Big Dave Show, Friday morning, sweet and spicy truth time. And we're going to have a little theme today because, you know, through Monday morning at 9, if you make a donation to our Canine Comfort Campaign for Cincinnati Children's, you get in the running for VIP at VOA. Oh, yeah. And it's really nice.
It is nice.
Your own little private bathroom.
Yeah, the premier viewing of all the artists. You're up close.
Mm-hmm. You got your own bar. And the bathroom is air conditioned. I mean, that's putting the V in VIP right there. So we thought, we've all been in radio for a while. We've done some VIP things through our career. So today's question is, what's the most VIP thing you've ever done? Grover, would you like to start?
Sure. I would say I've been my whole life to many Major League Baseball games since I was a little kid. When I lived in Georgia, my parents took me to the Braves games in the 80s. And I'm usually sitting third baseline, outfield, just, you know, we're happy to be there. A while ago, I got a call from Castellini's secretary at the Reds, and he wanted some backstage passes for a Tim McGraw show.
Oh.
And he said he had the tickets, but he really wanted him and another couple, they were double dating, to go back and say hi to Tim. And I said, well, what's
in it for me.
Yeah, that's, you are funny. The owner of the Reds, for God's
sake. Yeah, right.
Oh, my.
And he goes, whatever you, I'm trying to word it right, but she got back to me. He goes, whatever you think's appropriate or fair. So I went with Ron, our old promotion director, who sadly has passed away a couple of years ago. And he is black or white. He was just like, he would never take a dollar more than something of value.
But he's a big Reds. He was a big Reds fan.
Oh, yeah. So he was all excited. And he came to the conclusion the value of 4 backstage passes is equal to 2 pairs of diamond seats for 2 games. Obviously not a game against the Cardinals or the Cubs or where they're always sold out, or the Indians.
Yeah.
Just an off game. Okay. You know.
Big seats.
San Diego or something. Right.
Don't you but get diamond food, seats. Food in those seats.
Well, here's the part. Yeah. So he didn't even think twice. He goes, yeah, no problem. I'm like, so Ron and I are down on the first row of the diamond seats, you know, where you're on TV when you're looking from the camera, from the outfield. And I was warned by our friend Jim, who owns Holy Grail. He says, oh, take it easy, Grove, because once you get in there, they got this huge buffet, all you can eat. But listen, once you get to your seats, they're going to constantly like, do you want something to eat? Do you want some ice cream? Do you another beer? Whatever. And I'm just like, I short-circuited. Yeah. I did. I ate too much in the buffet. I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop. Roast beef and gravy and
look, he's so
ice
happy.
Cream. Oh. Alcohol.
Living the dream.
And it's like the third inning, and I'm like, I'll take another one. And I'm just like, oh, I'm stuffed, but I got it. I cannot pass up this opportunity. So that was super awesome experience.
That's wonderful.
The seventh inning stretch, Grover's on TV trying to make more room.
Right. Taking up 2 seats.
It was his pants stretching. That's
I love that. Well, mine goes back to when I first got into radio, back when they called it Fanfare instead of CMA Music Fest. It was the first thing I ever got to do as a radio, like VIP or whatever, was go have press credentials for Fanfare. And this was like right when all the big, like Garth Brooks and Alan Jackson and Travis Tritt and all of them were starting to hit. So it was a magical time in country music. So I'm there at the Tennessee Fairgrounds and I'm just seeing all these stars. And I'm just amazed. I'm like, I can go anywhere I want. And I'm walking around and I'm watching Trisha Yearwood do She's in Love with the Boy as a new artist on a country music. Like, here's a newcomer. And it just the memories are wonderful. I saw the Judds, Marie Osmond. I was starstruck when I saw her because I grew up watching her. So that was mine. I mean, I just enjoyed the heck out of it.
Well, that's a lot at once.
Yes.
It was overwhelming.
For the first time.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I was on a little AM country radio station, and there was Clint Black, and I was like, man, he's kind of short. And then there's Alan Jackson, and I'm like, man, he's really tall. And, I mean, it was just so much
and
fun.
And cameras weren't invented then, so there's no evidence.
I have some pictures.
So back then it was
I had Instamatics.
Drop-off at Walgreens.
The ones you could just take, and then, there was a disposable
camera. We
got to
do stage announce for Clint Black once, and all of a sudden I look over, and he's doing as many push-ups as he can right before he goes on stage. He's trying to make his arms look bigger before he went on stage.
Little trick.
Yep, curls for the girls or push-ups there. Yeah. So that was mine. What about you, Statman?
Oh, very similar. This was the Radio Music Awards out in Las Vegas, and I got to go to the after party. And I didn't know what I was getting into. This was like one of my first like VIP experiences. I get to the elevator at the casino and I climb inside and there's Lenny Kravitz. Oh. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a cool party. The doors open up and there's Rascal Flatts right there. So Jordan and I, he's like one of the random people that I actually know there. Yeah. So he walks me over to the bar. We get to talk and he leaves me there. By the way, I was there all by myself. I didn't have a date or anything. So I started talking to this guy in like this messed up cowboy hat, and he introduces me to his friends. So we're hanging out. Drew Carey came over. He was still doing a Drew Carey show at the time.
That's awesome.
And he's talking. This is so great. And he's enamored by these my three new friends. I don't know who they are. And finally, one of them goes, hey, you would never know this, but we're the Blue Man Group. I'd been drinking for like a half hour, 45 minutes with these guys and no idea. So I'm like, awesome, this is Dad. The coolest night ever. Like the palm trees were lit up with lighting.
Oh, that's cool.
Gene Simmons was walking around this party. I did not belong there at all. And the funny thing was, I get to the bar and I'm like, I could already tell the drinks are not going to be in my price range. So I was like, I'll just take a Budweiser. And they set it down and walked away. And I stood there for like 5 minutes waiting to pay for my beer when the bartender came back over and goes, it's free alcohol, man. What are you doing here?
Get out. Why the rich get richer.
Like, oh my God, this is the greatest night of my life.
You were green. You were the green man group there. I don't know what you're going on here.
I have no idea how the night ended, but I woke up in my hotel room.
There you go. You made it. And the greatest night of my life, it was 5 years ago. I just started on B105, and Duke Hamilton was still working here. Uh-huh. And he was interviewing an artist over at Belterra. And they'd asked if I wanted to help him. And I'm like, oh gosh, okay. My first ever artist interview. And it's in front of like a live audience. And then I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll help. Who are you interviewing? And they're like, Morgan Wallen. I died. And I'm like, you see me on the YouTube video, my legs are just kicking and swinging. The nerves, I'm in love with them still. So then I'm like, okay, I got to ask him like something, you know, memorable out there, not just like how's, you know, life on the road. So I said to him, can I smell your mullet?
And the legendary Duke Hamilton, what was his face like when you asked
him? Well, I don't think he planned on asking that question.
Yeah, he's trying like, where are we going with this? Where are we going with this?
What's happening here?
Uh-oh. And so Morgan Wallen, he said, yeah. And I leaned over and I took a big whiff. And it smelled like motor oil and whiskey.
There we go.
Classic quote.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
It's the Big Dave Show. Dad joke of the day on B105.
And this morning we've got truck driver Donald from Milford. He's a father of one, and he's out on the roadways right now. What are you hauling today, truck driver Donald?
Toyota parts.
Oh, yeah? We're taking them to where?
To
Toyota, you dummy.
I bring them back to the distribution center there in Hebron, Kentucky.
Okay. All right. Good deal. Well, let's get that dad joke, brother.
Do you know why I hate steps?
No. Why do you hate steps?
Because they're always up to something.
That's a good one, Donald. Way to go, brother.
I appreciate it. Y'all have a great day.
Hey, give us a little pull of the horn real fast. There we go. Thank you, Donald.
Thank you. Bye.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
So you guys know I do a lot of MC work. People ask me to MC different charity events, and I'm on
basically the mayor of Beachwood.
I'm on the board at the Diocesan Catholic Children's Home DCCH there in Fort Mitchell, and our big event is coming up Saturday night, Swing in the Spring.
Fun.
So I was looking at, you know, I got to dress up, and I always just wear my suits, you know, black or blue suits with the white shirt. Sometimes, but I don't really. It's just the standard looking. Uh-huh. But I thought I'd mix it up a little bit, swing into spring, you know, spring colors. So I went on Amazon and put in spring suits, and I ended up buying a suit off of Amazon.
Without trying it on, you got
no,
a suit.
No, I got a suit. Well, I'm not. That makes me nervous. Well, they had all the things look at there.
The guidelines.
Yeah, the guidelines to go by there.
Mm-hmm.
The suit, I mean, what's another word for pink? What's the a dark pink color?
Maroon?
Fuchsia. It is fuchsia.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Can I look now? I just posted it.
I want you guys to go look at B105 Facebook. I posted a picture of it. Ooh. And I'm wondering, can I pull this off?
Wait a minute. Are the pants also?
The pants and the vest that go with it are the same color as that jacket.
Pull it off. You shouldn't put it on.
Really?
Just kidding.
This
is a great color. It's just like a dark salmon.
I tried it on. Everything fits well.
Okay. Oh, that's amazing in itself.
Yeah, so I'm just like, but, I mean, I'm going to stick out, man. I am going to stick out.
As you should. Oh, you're hosting the night.
Yeah, it's going to kind of show your personality.
But I say I bought this suit on Amazon to wear tomorrow night. I'm still on the fence about it. Can I pull this off?
How much was it?
It's like $80. I mean, it's not an expensive suit.
That's a steal.
I know.
Does the pants match?
It's a one and done. Oh, yeah, everything's the same color as that. So... Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I think it's good to step out of your comfort zone, try something new. If you put it on and absolutely hate it, maybe put on black pants with it. You could always do that.
No, yeah. I looked at it. I thought, well, this looks good. Everything looks good.
What color are your shoes?
Brown.
What color is your belt?
Well, I've got brown, and a brown hat that I'm going to wear with it. Light brown.
I would do black.
Do black?
Yeah. Or a cream.
If you got the hat to figure it out, then
the hat is brown.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see the hat. It's on top of it.
It's just like a, you know.
Nope, not the brown.
No?
Well, if you want my honest opinion.
I do.
Oh, I think it needs to be black or white.
Yeah. I've got a black hat like that, too.
Okay, that would probably.
Then I can wear the black shoes with it.
And a black belt.
And is that a gray tie that's over top of it?
It's like matches. It's got colors of the suit in there, so.
If you ditch the brown hat, we're styling and profiling.
Well, let's see what people think. Start weighing in over our B105 Facebook page. You think I can pull this off?
Well, gosh, I'm glad we talked about it. You would have been showing up in that brown hat. We just saved your outfit.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I can't believe I did it. I just was like, I want to wear something different. I want swing into spring. I want to look springy.
Look fly.
But I'm also a hillbilly, and I'm like, do I really wear fuchsia? I don't know. I have ties. No, okay, I get the knot with brown.
Okay, I'm just reiterating it because if I see a picture on Saturday night, I'm going to be like, I'm going to kill him.
In general, do I wear this suit?
You're going to look great in it.
I look at it and it doesn't give me nausea, heartburn, indigestion.
All right, you're a Pepto-Bismol. I knew it. Here we go. All right, but let's see. Go over to B105 and look at it on our Facebook page and weigh in. Chuck Taylor already saying the Pink Panther. But overwhelmingly, people are saying do it and post pics of you once you're in it tomorrow night. So we'll see. I'm going for it now.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Taking over our B105 Facebook page right now is the suit I bought to MC Swing in the Spring for DCCH tomorrow night. I bought a fuchsia suit on Amazon, which is a dark pink. And I'm just asking, can I pull it off? And in the course of this,
we're like, please keep it on.
Yeah, but no, you're like, hey, you should, but not wear the brown hat, wear a black hat, and then black shoes and a black belt. But now you're changing your mind because of what people are commenting on our Facebook page.
Changing mind. Well, no, we're adding to it.
I had also said black or cream, and you're like, I don't have cream. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because stores don't exist to go get that.
But a lot of people are commenting white. Cream or black would look good with it.
Why?
Yeah. But I like the black because I already have the black stuff.
I get it.
And black would be fine.
Black would be fine.
You'll pull that off.
But you're trying to do something new here. You got the new suit. Why not get your new hat, new pair of shoes, new belt?
White shoes? I look like Cousin Eddie. I mean, come on. You know, you remarked how nice these was when I saw you last, Clark.
Well, that's why I said like a cream. Like,
I don't feel the cream. I like the black. It's a contrast because this is a dark, like, pink, the fuchsia.
The black will work.
Just not the brown.
Yeah, no, the brown is out. But I'd already started thinking a black shirt underneath it with a nice poppin' tie, black hat, black shoes.
Night out.
Which will work great. But it is spring, so white.
You just love to spend my money, don't
Let's
you?
Let's go shopping.
You love Nordstrom to spend Rack, the money.
TJ Maxx.
Come on, it's an $80 suit. You're already ahead of the game. You could spend a little bit more on it.
Now, listen, I know I'm in trouble when Statman is saying spend more money. Actually, come on, I hear that all the time, but Statman, the biggest penny pincher in the world, is saying spend more money.
Do what I do, like with my girlfriends. Maybe you can borrow somebody's.
Oh, great.
Has anybody got a white top hat?
I am not.
Oh, my God. Wear a white cowboy hat. You will look stunning.
This is getting out of hand. All I wanted to know is if I could pull off the suit, and now it's turned into this abomination.
Just saying. And you can put cowboy boots with it, or like those shoes the sales guys wear that are almost like a gym shoe, but they're kind of dressy.
That white snakeskin boot.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're going to look so fly. Look at his face. It's terrifying.
I'm just like, no.
You wanted this. You wanted our opinions. Here they are.
You just Jack Reachered me, and I don't like it. Remember, you wanted this. And I'm like, this. Stop it.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
B105.
It's Who Was Right Last Night.
You're right.
On B105.
You know what? You're right.
Who was right last night? This morning, we got Brian hopping into the courtroom. How you doing, Brian?
I'm good.
And you're having a dust-up with your wife, Kathy, and this has to do with you working from home and her not working from home. And what in the world is happening here?
The thing is, I think it's just jealousy, you know, because, you know, I'm working from home. I'm an HR guy. She works at CVG, takes all the kids in the morning to school. I pick them up after school. But the whole dynamics of that is pissing her off, and she's just talking crap to me every day. You know, I'm not a cleanup guy. I'm not a cooking guy, but I do it because, you know, it's a situation. If I miss a day of laundry, if I miss a day of cooking, she's at my neck about it. You know, I'm the worst guy in the world.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it gets really crazy. I think it's just one of those things where, and it's not like she makes more money than me, so it's not like she can complain about me not being a provider in that way. So I think it's just the dynamics of, you know, someone having to get up so early in the morning, which it sucks. I know I used to have those jobs. Thank God I don't. And I'm just have the leisure of being able to work from home. And, you know, if I tell her, hey, we didn't cook today, you know, she's, oh, well, what are the kids going to eat? They need a home-cooked meal, rotisserie chickens and asparagus. I'm like, I can't do that every day. How about they just have some hot dogs or some crackers? Call it a day.
Oh, she wants gourmet meals. I see.
Oh, believe me.
I think on those days, just order pizza. Nobody's upset about pizza.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no one's, then that's not, no. Another thing is, like, I have six kids, so when we order food, it's $100 and over.
Ooh,
and
then, six? And if I,
yeah, I... So if I order something, she might get mad at me about that. Oh, you're trying to cop out and order some lousy.
You can't win. Scott, you kind of have a similar situation where you get up and you come to work here super early, and your wife works from home. I've never heard you like holding it against her. Do you guys?
No, because I mean we're pretty good at splitting the jobs up around the house. I mean. And it's just a never-ending thing, especially, I'm sure you can relate with this, Brian. Laundry's never done.
Especially with six kids.
It's an ongoing process. There's never a finished period. Mm. Like, as soon as you're done, a kid will bring down more clothes.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, you know, I have six kids. My oldest is 19, right? And I have pretty much grown young men. And she has a thing about me taking out the garbage. And I told her, I've been throwing out the garbage my whole life. I would never throw out the garbage again with my grown sons in here. And she's a stickler for that, too. I never see you throw out the garbage. I don't have to do that anymore.
That's so funny. My dad was about that same thing, but when it came to cutting grass. He said, I've got a son for that. Why am I ever going to cut grass again?
Ah.
That's one of the perks of being a dad with so many kids. It's like, especially when they're getting older.
So do you think a lot of this stems, just goes back to the root thing of you work from home and Kathy has to go to work at CVG every day?
Yeah. You know, it's an inconvenience.
It sounds like she's working harder for less money and might be a little sore about it.
And you know what? And then, and, you know, she sends me all these other, like, threads of, you know, working from home. And I'm thinking to myself, why don't you go ahead and pursue that? I already got one of those jobs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're in the promised land there, according to Ashley. All right. Yeah. Well, or do you have a closing argument, Brian, before we go to the jury?
My closing argument would be, side with me. I mean, come on, I'm the good guy in this situation.
All right, Statman, where are you at? Are you on Team Brian or Kathy?
Man, this is so weird because I walk in Kathy's shoes because I'm the one that has to leave the house and come into work.
Really, yeah.
Our argument is kind of like I get to leave the house. My wife gets mad that she's stuck at home all day long. She can't remove herself from the house, and the walls start closing in on her and everything. So I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't know why she wouldn't be happy that she gets away from the six kids for a little while.
Right. But
just remember, it's temporary. You know, the kids are going to grow up, and eventually it'll just be the two of you, and you have all the time in the world to make those gourmet meals. But I'm on your team here, man. She should cut you a little bit of slack because there's a lot that you're doing around the house that she doesn't see. And maybe she just needs to.
Oh, no. Let me take that back. She sees it. There's cameras everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, she sees everything.
All right. Well, if she's watching you on camera, I'm on Team Brian all the way.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Ashley, where are you at?
I think if you're unhappy in a situation, that we all have the power to change that. If she's not happy in her current job, why doesn't she get another one? I don't know how well you guys would be doing working in the living room or the office together at home. But if she's not liking her hours, I say explore a different opportunity, and that's on her. You can't go get her a new job. So I'm on your team also.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a clean sweep for you today, Brian. I'm on your team because it's called work from home, not play at home. You're actually doing a job. You just are able, you have the leisure of being able to do it from home, just like she does her job at CVG. You do your job at home. You're still working. It doesn't mean that you can pile all this other stuff on that person, because guess what? Soon they won't be working from home. They'll be fired at home because their boss will be like, hey, you're not doing anything. We're letting you work from home. So let's see if there's anybody out there, 749-B105 or through the app, that is going to come to Kathy's defense, okay?
Or if they're in a similar situation, maybe give y'all some advice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That'd be cool.
That sounds like a plan. Well, Brian, good luck, and keep living the charmed life there, my friend. All right, line them up. B105, the Big Dave Show. Who was right last night? This morning we heard from Brian, who works in HR and works from home, and his wife, Kathy, works at CVG. And she thinks Brian should be doing everything at home because he works from home, and she does work. They have six kids, by the way. So it's getting a little ugly there. We all sided with Brian, but we're just looking for suggestions at 749-B105 as to how they can get this behind them there. And Jane from Westchester is Team Brian. What do you say?
I say this Kathy person sounds like a needy nightmare, and Brian needs to get out of that relationship.
Oh, man, but they got six kids.
Needy nightmare. What
you
a term.
You want someone who appreciates you and everything you do, not rags on you all the time.
Yeah, she sounds unhappy.
Yeah, very much so. Excellent. Maybe with her job, like you said.
For six kids, whoa.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
For sure.
She's unhappy with her life.
I think so, Jane. Yeah. You nailed it there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Who was right last night? This morning we heard from Brian, who works in HR, works from home. His wife, Kathy, works at CVG. They have six kids. She comes down on him pretty hard because she thinks since he works at home, he should be doing everything around the house, the dinner, the clothes, just everything. And he's like, wait, I'm actually working. So we sided with Brian, and we're looking for somebody at 749-B105 that might side with Kathy. And Robert, you say you do.
Because nowadays people are wanting to do the stay at home and work from home when a real job takes you to get out of the house, go to a building, a facility, a doctor's office, and make an actual career, not a living, a career out of what you're doing. Not sit behind a computer all day and type words, numbers, whatever, answer phones. I could do that at a factory.
All right,
I got to defend the work at home people, because that's my wife you're talking about now, man.
So, it is a career.
Yeah, my wife had a hybrid situation for a while where she had an office with a desk and a computer. Everything she did in that office, she is now doing at home, and they just got rid of the office in order to save money. She works just as hard as she did when she had to go into a business and put on pants. She's just more efficient without them.
And she doesn't have to worry about the commute.
Yeah. Or put on makeup or all that stuff.
So here is my question to the 9.8 million, billion, whatever you want to call it, consumers, Americans. What makes a person in general life or in their self capable of being okay with going to an actual job and then they tell you, well, instead of you coming here, how about we just keep you at home and you can work from home now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your body is not gonna be okay with that.
It takes a lot of self-control and you gotta be self-motivated. There's a lot of people out there that they work better with a team and they need to be in an office situation to have other people motivate them. But there are personalities out there that don't need other people to motivate them, that they're able to get themselves going without a coach.
Yeah. Well, brother, thank you for the call. We got to run, Bradley, but thanks for the call, okay?
You're very welcome.
Austin is kind of exposing the bit of the guy code. He says, buy a Blackstone or a smoker. Good excuse to get away from her, be outside, drink some beer.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
Our good vibes today involve our canine comfort campaign, which is going to wrap up Monday morning at 9. And a nice donation that came in from a B105 listener. We got this through the app yesterday. His name is Ryan Eldridge. And a few years ago, founded a nonprofit called Behind the Badge. And he joins us right now. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
So you shared some amazing news with us yesterday about something your Behind the Badge charity is going to do. First of all, give us a little backstory. Why did you start Behind the Badge?
So myself and a group of officers, you know, we're always involved in trying to get back to different philanthropy events. And we decided, hey, let's try to come up with our own nonprofit. That way we can kind of fundraise year round. And then when we actually got our 501c3, we kind of made the decision, hey, we've got to do more than just stick with giving to these, you know, other charities and things like that. Why don't we go back to our roots, what we do as police officers of protecting and giving back to our community, and basically create a nonprofit that's not mission specific other than for our community. So we created a nonprofit called Behind the Badge. And what we do is one of our main focuses is raising funds that we then find local nonprofits that are mission specific that we know are giving back to members within our community that we could run into at a grocery store or a gas station. Their money's staying local to help our local people here. So we give them money to continue on with their mission.
So how long were you a police officer?
I spent nearly 14 years with the great city of Covington.
Wow. Awesome.
Wonderful.
And you're still making this community a better place.
I'm trying. Obviously, you know, it's always hard to run a nonprofit, especially a part-time nonprofit. So we understand the struggles that all of these organizations go through because we go through the same ones. We just know we want to continue to help them as long as we can to continue to do the things that they're doing, especially the canine program at Children's. I worked there when I was younger for several years in the ER as an EMT.
Oh, wow.
I've got several friends that work there. So I know the great things that they do with children on a daily basis and the struggles they go through.
And that's why when you sent us the message yesterday, we were all floored.
Yeah.
And tell us what you said on that message.
Basically just that, you know, Receptions Event Center had recently hosted an event, their Bourbon Bash for the NCAA mashup, and they chose us to dedicate it to and give money to. And I just felt that I needed to pass their generosity on to another local organization to make their money go further so that they can continue to do great things. So we felt that the canine program at Children's and the things they're doing with the kids was a great way to pass on kind of their contribution to us, to pass it on to them so they can continue doing the things they're doing.
Amazing. So how much are we talking about here?
Do you feel comfortable sharing?
Oh, that's fine. We decided that we were going to donate $1,000 to help with their cause.
Awesome!
Oh, my goodness!
That's fantastic.
That's going to cover vet bills, toys, leashes, bunch of baths, all kinds of stuff.
Well, we're hoping it takes all those dogs and gets them smelling nicely and gets them groomed and looking good for the kids.
Oh, my goodness. So sweet.
Yeah, this is amazing. So Behind the Badge, what is your website so our B105 listeners know?
BTB, so Boy Tom Boy, NKY.org. BTBNKY.org.
I love it.
Behind the Badge.
I love it. It's a great organization and helping us out with canine comfort. $1,000, Ryan. We appreciate this so much, brother.
I appreciate you all doing this and continuing each and every day to recognize organizations within our community that are doing great things and the people that are helping support it.
Awesome. Man, you're great. Ryan Eldridge, behind the badge, thank you this morning for the good vibes.
Thank you. Have a great morning, everybody.
B105. Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
More of the Big Dave Podcast.
That's what our pal Charles Coffee did from Florence, KY. And boom, Charles, you are now getting admitted into the country club.
Awesome.
So you drive a concrete mixer?
Yes.
I love those things, man. Since I was a little kid, I was fascinated. Like when mom and dad would pull up behind one and they're spinning.
Rotating, yeah.
And you're like, oh, what's going on? Is something going to come out? And you know it's not. But have you ever had a bad accident with one of them?
I have not. I've seen a few.
Like what happened?
The company I worked for before here, about 5 years ago, guy, I guess, ran off the road and went through three telephone poles and flipped the truck.
Whoa!
Oh, my gosh.
And the concrete came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes. I don't even know how you clean that up.
You don't. Somebody, hey, you got a brand new patio. Congratulations. Just go smooth it down and call it a gift.
Get you a fire truck full of water, you might get rid of it.
You might, but it'd be tough. Well,
and I see you're a veteran also. When did you serve?
2010 to 2015.
And what'd you do?
I was an aviation fuel specialist, fueled up helicopters and trucks.
And Charles, we love to get to know, you know, the new members of our club. You got any hobbies or anything you love to do?
Anything outdoors or with cars.
Right up
Stats Alley.
Jeez, yeah. Well, welcome to the club here, brother. It's time to do the last thing we need to do, and that's play the next song for you on B105. What's it going to be?
Getting Down on the Farm.
Right. Tim McGraw.
Yep.
Why does that song mean something to you?
I just always loved it, and that's one thing I used to do is go party on the farm.
Yeah, well, it's got a special meaning for me because during that song, Tim McGraw says, old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm.
That's right.
So I'm like, yeah, that's my line right there. Hey. All right, well, let's get it on for you right now, Charles. Welcome to the B105 Country Club.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for checking out the Big Dave Podcast, B105.com.